And a good morning to you. You're listening to K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. I'm Garrett Giles, the Double G. It's 8:34. Time for a community connection on this beautiful Thursday morning, being brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. Today we have Dane Warner and Chuck Price with us today. They're talking about a documentary titled Full Court Press, The Ken Zacher Story. They're also talking about a reception that they're going to be holding at NOWADA on Saturday. Guys, how are we doing this morning?
Good, thank you very much.
Doing great, Garrett. It's an honor to finally meet the famous Double G. I just heard you say that over and over, but now I get to put a face to it.
You know, when you say it so many times, it does get stuck in people's heads. I know it's stuck in my head, and sometimes it gives me nightmares, but thank you for saying all those kind things. And what could you tell me about the Ken Zacher story and the documentary that you guys have?
Well, we've been really telling this story a lot. Thank you for the opportunity to share a little bit more. Yes, we are making a film documentary about a true story. Part of the story happened in NOWADA about 50 years ago. It's about a brilliant basketball coach. Our town in NOWADA had a little incident that caused the town to divide over a racial issue, and that's what a lot of our town thinks this film is about. But there's a lot more to that. A lot happened before that. A lot happened after the NOWADA years that this film is covering. And we have a Facebook page, End of the Road Productions, that is following the story. We know that we're touching on some tough subjects. I know that there's feelings and concerns out there, and our main message we're trying to get across is we are telling a story, but we're dealing with a brilliant coaching career that was cut way too short. He committed suicide at age 36, but a brilliant, brilliant coach. We are dealing with race issues that we still are dealing with today that we still need to make progress on. Our big focus is mental illness awareness and suicide prevention. Our mission statement is we're trying to share love, forgiveness, and compassion just as Christ has done the same for us. And that's the big thing that I'm trying to push about our public reception that we're having on Saturday at the NOWADA, the old high school gym where all these players played and the coaches coached. We have over 40 people coming in from all around the United States that's going to be coming in, that the people that actually lived through these years, telling their stories, being interviewed, a wonderful, wonderful reunion for these people. Some of the people haven't seen each other in 50 years. But we are inviting the public to come in at 1 o'clock. We have some closed filming on Friday and Saturday morning, but at 1 o'clock, we are inviting the public to come in to hear what the film is about, how we're presenting it. There's so many positive aspects that we are sharing that has never been shared through the years. I just had a conversation with a classmate of mine last night, and she's been a longtime educator at the NOWADA schools, and she had a heartfelt concern about the film. And she said, we don't want any dark images, you know, coming out that maybe doesn't need to be brought up. But after we got through with her conversation, I think she caught the heart meaning behind this. We've already changed a lot of lives. We've already touched a lot of lives with this. There's so many parts of this story that the press back in those days, they like to focus on the negative. We are flipping it around and showing a lot of the positive things that happened during that time and has happened since. And we would love people to come in again at 1 o'clock at the NOWADA gym. They can ask questions if they want to, but they can hear our mission. And I think they're going to get a better feel for what we're doing with this film. We're making some good things happen.
And how long will you guys be at the NOWADA Old High School gym on Saturday?
The big bulk of the program is going to be from 1 to 2:30. Now, after that, if people want to stay around and visit and, you know, ask more questions, that's fine. But the formal program is from 1 to 2:30.
Okay, and you guys are going to have some roaming cameras at the event. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, if first of all, before the public gets there, you know, we have again, these 40 people coming in with all their family and friends, and we love the fact that we're going to capture them hugging and laughing and telling stories. But then at the during the actual program, we would we like to capture things. Now, we won't use anybody's images in the film. This is going to be more for history capture, but there might be some neat things shared that people will say, God, I'd like to get a copy of that story, because there's no telling what these guys are going to come up with. We'll be passed around the wireless mics to let people tell quick little fun memories and stories, and I think we're going to capture a lot of good things there.
And looking at the film itself on Ken Zacher, what can you tell us about Zacher's time in NOWATA?
Well, Chuck, you want to take that one?
Coach Zacher's time in NOWATA is a roller coaster. He was so well received when he first got there, and being an amazing basketball coach, and he's also a trailblazer as far as relations. He worked the press. He encouraged businesses, he encouraged the fans, he encouraged the families of the basketball players. He was an excellent teacher. One of my classmates said that he was the most intense teacher, besides being a basketball coach, that he had ever studied under. Coach Zacher was a man that had impeccable ethics. He was a driver. But also, people don't know that he was suffering from mental illness. And he kept that hidden so well from his closest friends that only really his wife and daughter could pick up on that. And they were reluctant to call it mental illness, because at that time, there really wasn't an education that covered that type of sickness. So he was compassionate. He loved people. He loved his kids. He sent so many of them to college, and not just in sports, he sent them in academically as well. So the man was incredible, but he did have a mental illness, and we want to bring awareness to that. And hopefully somebody that's suffering from the same or in their family knows how to deal with it, at least reach out and help, get help for that particular person.
And if people are suffering from mental illness and they're listening today, what are some of the best ways that you guys can think of that they can get help?
Talk about it. Reach out. Don't be afraid. If you're seeing one of your children, grandparents, whatever, that is not acting in the norm that you're accustomed to seeing them act, talk to them. See if there's a problem. And get help. There's a lot of help out there. And just be aware of your surroundings and be aware of the people that are in front of you. And be respectful and compassionate and show love, because that brings out the best in everybody.
And looking at Zacher's time in NOWATA, obviously there were some racial tensions that kind of cut his career short in NOWATA before he went to Leavenworth in Kansas to coach. What could you guys say about that in the documentary?
Well, he was kind of ahead of the time a little bit when, you know, the school hadn't been desegregated very long when he came. NOWATA, and of course the whole country was dealing with that. NOWATA wasn't unique in that, but he had a heart and compassion to try to ease some tensions that was going on. We've interviewed over 30 of his players, and they all said, it really wasn't a problem with the kids. There were some parents in town that had issues with things, and that's what the main thing that drove some of the division. But yes, he did a lot of things that you've heard other coaches do and other educators back in those times, trying to, bring a unity together. He had a mural painted on the locker room wall of a black and white hand grasping, and that's what they'd slap as they went out up the stairs. And so he just did all the things that we know that you could possibly do to bring, those racist issues down as much as you could. But we all know that there's always someone in town that wants to kind of stir something up, and our little incident over there, I keep saying little, it wasn't little, it was a big deal for our town. I just got a letter yesterday from the coach's wife, that she wants us to read at the ceremony. And she's not going to be able to make it, but a very heartfelt letter. And they're talking about the tough times they went through, but how they learned things from it, and hopefully we are still learning. She said that's the biggest thing this film can do, is keep the conversation going and not be afraid. She has shared some things that she has never shared with anyone, she said, in her entire life until this documentary that she wants to be said. And so that's it. She said not to overshadow the good times they had in Oahu. They had some tough times, but did we learn anything from it? That's the important.
Well, I'd like to add, Coach Bob Canoe moved to Oahu in 71. One of the very first things that Ken Zacher and Canoe did was go to a seminar in Oklahoma City about race relations in kids in high school. And it wasn't limited to just blacks. It was Indians. It was Asians. Back in 71, the state of Oklahoma and the Coaches Association saw the need for the coaches to be more aware of racial tendencies. So they went to that seminar and they studied it. And not only was he an educator, he continued to educate himself and try to educate others. And other aspects than his teaching profession and his coaching profession. So he was a teacher that just was a public teacher. It wasn't just in the classroom. It wasn't just in the school. It was in the community and everywhere. And when he got back from that seminar, he wanted to initiate that process, that thought process. And that's really what got him in trouble, because people just weren't quite ready for it at that extreme. So, and he was the kind of guy that gets things done. He doesn't beat around the bush. He didn't try to hide it and sneak it in. He brought it to the forefront just as soon as he got back. So, he's an educator.
And again, we're talking with Dane Warner and Chuck Price and the documentary Full Court Press, The Ken Zacher Story. And we've been talking about the reception that's going to be held at the Nowata Old High School gym at 1 p.m. Guys, what can you tell us about yourselves and the End of Roped Productions?
Well, mainly due to Chuck Price coming on board. Chuck has a tremendous history in Hollywood and connections. When I first started on this project, it was just me and a local filmmaker, Fritz Green, that a lot of people know, that we was trying to tell this story. Chuck came on board with all his talents and his experience, and because he came on board, a lot of other people have came on board wanting to work. They found, they caught the heart of the mission and what the message is, but they also want to learn from Chuck. Here's an opportunity for local makers, filmmakers to learn from one of the best. So that has elevated us actually up to a company that, of course, this is our main project right now, but we are going to be doing other projects. We want to be a go-to company for any of your film needs, corporate productions. We've got several other projects already in the works. End of the road. We're up and running, and we're excited about this project, but we're excited for what's coming down the road.
And this Full Court Press, The Ken Zacher Story, when will this be available for people to view?
That's one of the biggest asked questions that we have right now. It's going to be released when it is perfect. Everything has to be right. We would like to get it released before the film festivals, but before it will ever be released, or before anyone really have the opportunity to view it, it is going to have to be of a quality that is representative nationally, if not internationally. There's going to be 100 million people that view this documentary. It's not just about a local. It's not just about Oklahoma. It's not about Bartlesville or Nowata. It's a national concern. And the distribution in which we'll be taking those paths, they normally cover 100 million people in viewership. So that it has to be of that quality. And that. So we're not going to release it until it's just right.
He mentioned the film festival. So that, if it's ready, it'll be later next year before it's even possible for that. But like Chuck said, we're not going to rush it. We're going to make it right.
I was going to ask you, how do you guys make the perfect film? How is that possible?
You don't. The audience makes it a perfect film. If you can deliver the story into where they can use their own imagination and fill in the blanks, then you've made a successful film. This story is so compelling, and it's a true story. And it has so many relationships within the messages of the story that is relative today. So there's a learning process here, and our main goal, as we've mentioned time and again, is love, compassion, and forgiveness. And if the world was to find that in this film, if we do reach 100 million people and we hit 1%, can you imagine 1 million people finding love, compassion, and forgiveness? We've already seen forgiveness. We've seen love and passion just making this film. So hopefully viewing this film is going to inspire people to just open their hearts up more and don't be quite so quick to judge.
I do want to, real quick, I know we're about out of time, but you know, of course, pushing as many people can come out to that reception, they'll get a feel and maybe ease some concerns. But a real quick shout out to all the volunteers that have been working hundreds and hundreds of hours. All of our crew on this, including Chuck, we're all completely volunteers. No one's getting paid for this. The crew even paid all their own hotel and travel expenses when we went out of town. It's amazing how people have jumped in here. And all the actors, we're shooting these short reenactments to help reinforce the film. These local actors are just tremendous. I mean, I'm just telling you, I don't know if I've seen as good anywhere else. And so just, the list is way too long to even start right now, but thank you to everybody that's been working on this. And if you're interested in volunteering or want to be a part, we've got a lot of work still ahead of us. You know, get a hold of me, go to our Facebook page, End of the Road Productions. You can message us through that and keep up on the story. So we'd love to have more help if you're willing to.
And to all those artists out there, End of the Road Production is a visual arts company, and we want to promote Bartlesville, surrounding counties, Kansas, in the visual arts. There's so much talent here. And you have a means now to get it out nationally to see that your art will be seen by the top movers in the industry. So if you're an artist and you want to promote your art, get in contact with us. We are your bridge to success.
Awesome. And we've been speaking with Dane Warner and Chuck Price, their documentary coming out hopefully next year, called Full Court Press, The Ken Zacher Story. And again, they have that reception this Saturday on the film at 1 p.m. at Nowata Old High School gym. Guys, thank you so much for joining us on the
Community Connection. Thank you very much.
Community Connection this morning was brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. It's 8:52. Up next is Owen and News.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved